The Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly is considering an ordinance that would scale back habitat protections for anadromous waters throughout the Kenai Peninsula. Opponents of the ordinance claim these freshwater salmon must be safeguarded. Supporters believe the protections imposed on the rights of property owners. KBBI's Quinton Chandler has more.
The borough's anadromous waters habitat protection areas have been mired in controversy ever since the protections were extended to include all anadromous waterways in the Kenai Peninsula borough area. The current law prohibits any kind of land development within 50 feet of the protected water's shorelines. A few waterways are excluded from the law, including waters in the Seward Bear Creek flood service area. Assemblymember Wayne Ogle of Nikiski is a co-sponsor of Ordinance 2015-14. The measure would reduce the anadromous habitat protection areas to just the Kisilof and Kenai River watersheds.
Our ordinance would basically peel that back where only those two watersheds would be protected like they were back in the 2000 era in which it was introduced.
In its last meeting, the Borough Assembly heard an outpouring of opposition to the ordinance from residents who were adamant these restrictions are necessary to protect salmon. Michael O'Meara of Homer said pulling anadromous waters out from under the habitat protection umbrella would be devastating.
Cutting off those small tributary areas and streams from protection and considering them to be unimportant is a little bit, to me, like looking at the human circulatory system and saying, well, all of those little capillaries that lead up to the brain or down to our sexual organs are superfluous, so we might as well just cut them off.
Laura Sievert of Kenai testified that, in her opinion, assembly members in favor of removing habitat protections were acting on emotions and political beliefs rather than hard science.
And even though maybe you aren't trained biologists either, I'm assuming that the assembly members have educated themselves on this issue and that you know that buffer zones are essential for salmon habitat. Remember that your responsibility is to represent the long-term interests of the people of this borough. And I don't think you're doing your job if you only listen to a few private property owners complain about their rights.
Assemblymember Ogle says there is no imminent danger to salmon habitat, and property owners resent having restrictions forced on them.
It basically comes down to who is the better steward of the property. Is it going to be the property owners, or is it going to be some bureaucrat down at the river center?
The Borough Assembly is scheduled to vote on Ordinance 2015-14 in its July 7th meeting. Originally, the Assembly planned to hold a vote in its June 16th meeting, but that vote was called off when it was discovered the Planning Commission had not had a chance to review the measure. In Homer, I'm Quentin Chandler.